Yo, what's happening? It's another episode, and the topic of today's podcast is French fries and milkshake. So what you think about that?
That shit stop busting, bro.
Busting, right?
Yep. Yeah, bro, you know, whenever you go on, like, it's just a Sunday, and you got nothing else that you want to eat, go pick you up a milkshake and some French fries, because I tell you right now, that shit busting.
Yo, where should they get it from?
I don't know. They got this one place called Freddy's. Their French fries and their milkshake busting. So go check that out.
I have never personally had it. I don't know if it's good or not. I don't trust it though. I'm probably gonna try it.
Yo, if you guys gonna get French fries and milkshake, y'all definitely gotta go to McDonald's. If you guys don't know what McDonald's is, you live in a fucking cave. I don't fucking care about you. And yeah,
If I ever try that shit, I might throw up my first time. I might get sick. Then I might stay home. But then I might get used to it, and then I might keep on eating it and still get sick.
But yeah, y'all let us know y'all thoughts on French fries and milkshakes.
Yeah, listen, the first time I actually tried it, I was with like a couple of girls, right? And they're like, yo, try this French fries with ice cream. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, it's a milkshake, not a fucking ice cream. And then, you know, shit happened, and I tasted it, and I was like, oh shit, this is busting, but I couldn't really tell the flavor because I was high as shit. So I was high on them perkies. But anyways, that's it about the French fries. What do you guys think about the deep blue sea? What's under there?
This shit wild. What's under the ocean? Yeah, it's crazy how we only discovered 5. They probably found some, and now they're trying to get off the planet. That's kind of sus.
It is kind of sus, though.
Yeah, what they find under there.
It's kind of faggot.
Like, if you think about it, there is so much we don't know about the sea. Like, we probably don't even know how really deep the sea is. And there could be shit from God knows how long ago. And people just going up in there, swimming, doing their own thing. Don't even know what they swimming in. Don't know what's in the water. And people fishing, and we still finding crazy shit. Yeah.
I already know about the sea. I know everything about the sea. Start with an S and end with an X.
my man's literally said, oh yeah, I know everything about the sea, dude. Like, fuck you, talk to me about it, dude. So what else do you know about it, man?
Bro, they got a bunch of pump and a lot of shit you won't understand. Well, I mean a lot of shit. I mean like a lot of
clapping, huh? A lot of clapping. The fishes be horny as fuck. It's insane.
Wait, I think I have a new topic. How the fuck do fish have sex?
Dude, you know, I never thought about that. Where is their penis? Where is their penis?
I know they do have this one fish with a massive slong, so I couldn't tell you the name. I'd have to do some research upon it. But did you know a male seahorse carries the babies and literally shoots him out of his stomach? Belly button, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. I don't fucking know, but I'm going to tell you this one story where I went to Florida and we was diving. We were on a boat and we went diving, and I went to swim down to check out what was on the sea floor, and I went to swim back up. They had this huge black shadow figure just swimming around me. Didn't know what the fuck it was, but that bitch was huge. And then, so I start swimming back up to the boat. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a herd of jellyfish. Bro, that shit stung so bad, bro. Like, I can't even explain to you the pain that I felt when I swam back up to that boat. I was panicking.
Dude, I actually want to talk about a story. I was swimming in the ocean, right? And I had a fat uncle who actually, he dipped my head under the ocean. And I was choking. And then I thought I saw Jesus for a moment because I was fucking scared of shit. And I was literally tripping, dude. And basically, because I saw a shark over there, I was like, oh, fuck no. That nigga had a massive slong, you know. He tried to penetrate me, but, you know, it couldn't happen because I saw Jesus. And, yeah, you know.
Oh, God, no. I got nothing to say.
You got nothing to say?
I'm going to let y'all know something about the seat that's really good when you having a rough day and everything's going to shit, and then you go walk out on the beach and just chill, have yourself a drink, maybe smoke a little bit, just fucking chill with your friends, have a fire, listen to music, do whatever the fuck you want. I'm telling you right now, that's the shit right there. That's gonna bring your mood up 100%.
That's the shit. Yo, well, I guess that's what covered the deep blue sea. Really nothing else to say about the deep blue sea. But I think it's kind of sus that the government actually covering that shit. And, you know, I might just go under it myself and see if I can see some fishes fucking, because I want to record that shit. That would be so nice. But, yeah, you know, it might go viral and shit. But, yo, what do you guys think about that guy who doesn't take his clothes off? He just never takes his clothes off. Even when he takes a shower, he says something. I don't look good naked anymore.
What you mean? All right, so different. This is a different topic. This is off topic.
The dirtiest shit ever. So like, you wear the same clothes like every day.
Hey, so this is like a different. This is off topic, but like, I hate news channels.
Same.
You know why? Because they don't give me the news I want. Like,
they cap too much.
For real. Like, Fox News, they don't give me news about Fox. Like, I want to know about foxes.
The best time about the news, though, when they say that we don't got no school.
Yeah.
The best time.
Yeah. But they don't give me news about foxes. It's the same with BBC News. I don't.
Dude. Exactly. I want to see BBC's news. I want to see some bees, dude, getting fucked or something. Come on now. What did he even use for that pointer, though? What do you think about that?
For what?
You know that point thing they got in the bag? Might that be their penis?
The what?
The what?
I'm talking about bees.
Oh.
Yeah, you know that little stink stink?
I didn't know what the fuck you was talking about. I thought you was talking about something else. I'm like, what the fuck? The bees, they obviously sting your ass. Obviously. Put that shit in your ass. Yeah, am I right?
Am I right?
They die. They stick it in your butt and then they die. Sadly, they only get a one time opportunity, so gotta make it count. But yeah,
you know, there was this one time I actually got stung by a bee. I was playing around, right? I threw a rock at a freaking beehive, started running away. But yeah, dude, I was 5 years old at the time, and I started running away. They fucking tipped on me. I'm telling you, they fucking jumped my ass, nigga. I had to see the fucking doctor and shit. And you know, it wasn't really a good moment. And they stung my ass, my penis, and it was freaking hurting for a while.
Yo. Wait, so is it true that when a penis stings your, when a penis stings your ass, I mean when a bee, when a bee stings your penis, it gets permanently enlarged. Is that true?
Yes. I can testify with that. I've been with many girls, and I penetrated their thing. And also, I'm really surprised, though, how big my penis got at 5 years old. You would really think that I would have a micro penis, but no, I got a 5-incher.
Hey, you know when they say that, you know when they say that bees are poisonous, right?
Yeah.
So, if the bees sting you, are they showing they come in you and they call it poison? And that's like, you know how you get pregnant, you get big, and now like when the bees sting you, like your bumps get big.
Hey, yo, dude, we gotta pass it to him, because you always make a story about it. You just be like, hey, yeah, I remember one time when I got fucking stung by a bee.
Well, yeah, they had this one time I was playing on that playground, right? And being the dumbass I was trying to do acrobats. I was, like, swinging on the monkey bars and shit, because, you know, we come from monkeys. You gotta, still gotta be a monkey somehow, so I was swinging on them bars, right? Man, they had this one fucking bee, right? Biggest fucking bee I've ever seen. Fucking humongousaur. Fucking Godzilla motherfucker. So I didn't see his ass until I turned around. That dude was sitting right in front of my face. Dude went up in my ear, stung me, bro. Stung my brain. I swear to God, my head swole to the size of a fucking bowling ball. I couldn't fucking see. My head was just like, I didn't even know what was going on. So I went and cried to my mom. So, yeah, you know, a little kid, I got stung by a wasp. Yeah, that's how I was. So I had to go to the fucking hospital. I was in there for like a day, just sitting on some fucking IV and shit. I swear to God, I hope that motherfucker died. So,
my dude, literally, he was like, he got stung by a bee, and then he was like, oh shit, what if I make a TikTok about it? He's like, oh, I got stung by a wasp, I got stung by a wasp.
All right, so about that video, can we not talk about how he ran with one foot? He literally ran with one foot, holding his foot, running all the way over. Can you just rewatch the video and you're gonna see how he fucking ran? I don't know. Well, he did it.
They did have this one video where a dude with one.
They had this guy with only one leg. My man was in handcuffs. Free my one-legged man. So he was sitting in the cop car, right? Cop car's filling out his information and shit. Dude tries to book it with one leg. He was jumping and hopping. The cop didn't even bother to run. He just started walking and grabbed him. I felt free my man one leg.
Yeah, free my man one leg. He just wanted to get out of the trenches and, you know, he couldn't anymore. And now he's locked in bars. So what do you think about that, man?
I kind of feel sorry for him. That's all I had to see. Yeah.
Hey, yo, I actually want to bring up back that topic of that dude who doesn't take his clothes off at all, even when he takes a shower. I heard his song, right? And it said he turns the lights off when he has sex and he has clothes on.
Well, they lit a clothes thing. Does he take a shower in it?
Dude, he does not take his clothes off.
Clothes, like the zipper, like he unzips it and just sticks his dick through it.
If he takes a shower with his clothes on, I guess they don't stink. But I mean, like, why wouldn't you take it? Like, I couldn't. I hate the feeling of like wet clothes on your skin. It just makes you 10 times colder than you really are. And like, what does he do when he gets out? He just sits under a blow dryer and just blow dries.
I can just imagine him with a bar of soap.
Dude, just scrubbing his clothes with a bar of soap, like, what? And then whenever he gets out of the shower, just soaking wet, I could just imagine his floor fucking rotten in his house, fucking.
Yo, he said in the video he didn't see his feet since 1985.
God.
Whoa. My man, doesn't even care, just still wearing his clothes. He said, no, fuck it, I'm still wearing my fucking clothes.
He's an old
soggy as shit. But yeah.
That nigga part of the Black Pirates.
Bro, if you think about it, the man's is in wet socks every single day, and you don't know how bad that feels. But wet socks.
Bro, that's like the annoyingest thing ever. That's like the worst thing ever, bro. Like you in some clean clothes, like you're not supposed to get wet, and then all of a sudden your whole clothes get wet. You're soaking wet. You just got that feeling in your body, like, yeah. Fuck it, so bitch. I just want to destroy something right now, like.
Yo, actually, I'm gonna show you guys the video right now, and I'm gonna see what you guys think about it. It's freaking funny as shit. Hold on. All right, this is another podcast. This is part two of French Fries, and we just finished watching the video. What'd you guys think about it?
It was weird as fuck. I'm sorry.
Well, that's your classic Louisiana shit down here. I mean, we got rednecks, you already know. Always doing dumb shit, jumping shit, fucking up shit, creating fire, shooting guns, riding fucking trucks and shit all through the mud. But yeah, hold up. I'm gonna tell y'all this one story. So it was raining for like the past what, 3 days, two days. We lived next to a crawfish pond, multiple, and it had flooded. They had crawfish crossing all my road, so my yard was filled to the top with crawfish. We went picking that crawfish. We boiled that shit in the rain. Ate that shit in the rain. We got free crawfish. We got, what, like 3-4 pounds out of our yard.
Damn.
That was like, what, $200 worth of crawfish out of my yard. That's some Louisiana shit right there.
That's not including the road.
Well, you know, I can't really relate to that. I'm from Philly. But, you know, in Philly, if you see that shit, that's funny as shit. And then you record it. But, yeah, dude, pretty interesting story. I'm going to tell you about a story that actually happened similar to that. So, it was raining, right? And it was pouring. It's probably, like, the first time Philly actually had to pour. And you know, we got crackheads like around the Philly, you know. And dude, it was funny as shit because I saw a crackhead naked as shit. He was just in the floor. He was just in the floor chilling. He's just like, and then this nigga says some hallelujah. And then I had the smartest idea to slap the shit out of him, and I did. This nigga started running naked. Just this nigga was
like an animal. You just smack zooming.
Dude, I'm not gay or anything, but his penis was small as shit. He was fat as shit. Just no, exactly. Yeah,
just smack his dick and run.
But that nigga was so close to me. I was scared. I was scared out of my mind. Yo, so what you think about that?
Bro, you should have smacked his dick and ran.
That's some triple homicide shit right there. I could just imagine, dude. Fucking fat ass crackhead. Fucking running with a small ass dick wobbling in the wind. I'm gonna tell you this one story. So I was down in New Orleans, right? And I was walking, going, give me some Gucci, Louis, you know what I'm saying? So I walk past this alleyway. Dude starts calling my name. Now, when I tell you this dude's eyeballs were so dilated, they were black. I'm talking about devil black. Fucking cracked out of his mind, right? So my dude starts doing some ninja shit in an alley. Fucking cutting back flips. Doing, I don't even, God knows what.
Like
my man was on, like, I don't know, some God shit. So I'm sitting there, and he's just going off. And this dude had a long-ass beard. When I say a long-ass beard, this dude was dragging his beard on the ground. And this dude looked like a twig, right? So I go down there. Dude whips out his dick, starts spinning it like a propeller, right? This dude flew to the next building, bro. Like,
I
thought I was the sober one. But when I tell you this dude started flying, And this dude had the biggest long ever. So it's a skinny-ass dude with a long-ass beard with the fattest long you've ever seen fucking flying through the wind.
Bro, I think Johnny Sins has some competition. I think Johnny Sins has some competition.
Yeah.
Bro, that remind me. So I was smoking weed, right? I was smoking a lot. So I was high as fuck. So then I was standing up on the chair. I thought I was on the top of the building. And then I could hear my sister telling me to get down, right? Instead of getting out, I jumped down, like, flat on my face to the floor. Bro, that shit was sick. I had a big-ass knot right here. They had to take me to a hospital. But then, when I was at the hospital, I was high. I was still high. The doctor said, let me check your eyes. Bro, I got scared as fuck. I just closed my eyes. I acted like I went to sleep. He was like... She was like, wake up. I was like, sorry, what? Wake up. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I just want to stay asleep.
Yeah, pretty interesting, dude. This is what happens when you're high as shit.
Also, I've been smoking weed. I miss it.
Okay, you miss it. You know, we got a stoner here. Okay, I think this guy's a stoner. He'd probably give us another story.
Fact. So I read the story, right? So... Me and my boys, we just bought a pound, right? So we have guards galore, right? So we just start rolling. So they had this old car in my backyard. So we go in the car, right? So we hotbox the fuck out of that bitch. And we all high as shit, just vibing to some music, you know what I'm saying? Just having a good time. A whole family of fucking raccoons start flying out the fucking trees, bruh. I swear to God, it started falling onto the ground. One fell through the roof of the car, bruh. We started tripping shit. We all got out, started fucking running around. The raccoons just... I swear to God. One ran out with one of our blunts. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, dude wanted to get high.
Bro, Landon, you gotta tell them the story about your pet turtle.
Don't
they ran away?
Ooh, hey, yo, we want to know about that.
All right, so I got another story for you. So I was walking down my road. So I lived down a long-ass gravel road, right? So I had found this turtle. It wasn't like a normal turtle. It was like a weird color turtle. Like, I couldn't explain. It was like a yellow-ass turtle. So I picked him up, and I took him home with me. I put him in a bucket with a little bit of water, some grass, some bugs, you know, so he has some food. And I go inside to go get a drink, get something to eat, because our dad just got home from school. So my man's in the bucket, sitting on the porch. So I walk out, the bucket's on the porch, but there's no turtle. So I start walking down the road looking for the turtle. My man's already down the entire road. Now, when I tell you this road is long, it's at least a 15-minute walk. My man booked it down the fucking road. I don't know what type of shit this man was on, but my man was on some super speed shit.
That nigga said some flash. But, you know.
Did you tell him how you ran after him? I mean, you fucking
foul. Hey, yo, like, so.
If Landon, like, write a book, and then go become famous, I bet.
Yeah. Definitely, dude. Real shit. Hey, yo, but I got a story too when I was high as shit. So basically, I was, you know, roaming the streets of Philly, high as fuck. My mans and me, we was hitting the gas, and it was nighttime. And I was heading home, right? And I'm gonna tell you, dude, I felt like I was in the future. I felt like fucking Future, mask off. And I was just zooming on my bike until. until you know I was vibing too hard on the music, and I was about to crash a car, like literally, I was really about to die, and then I almost crashed, but you know, we survived. But yeah, yo, tell me this: the guy came out of the car mad as shit. He was a white dude. He was just like a white male Karen. And this nigga was like, yo, I'm gonna call the cops on you. I'm gonna call the cops on you. What the fuck, dude? And then this nigga was freaking out. He was like, he was having a fucking seizure. I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? And
he literally just crashed into
him. I mean, dude, I was high as shit, dude. Like, I'm gonna tell you, dude, I was freaking out of it. I don't know what the fuck I said to him, but, yeah, I think I said something about his mom. He's like, your mom fat as shit and death. But yeah, dude, that was actually a close death experience, and you know, yeah, you got one of those
close death experience. All right, so I was in Mexico. So basically, our neighborhood, so to speak, or village or some shit like that, is just a bunch of houses. So there's a house that was getting demolished. Bruh. It was like it was like those mud houses. Yeah. And then there was this concrete house. Like the roof was ripped off. I don't know from what. It was like a long time. And then me and my friends in Mexico, we would climb on top of the house and then get on top of their house on the roof, and then we just hang out there. One time I went by myself. Yeah, you have to like climb up this hill, like on this mountain, and like the path that you have to walk on is like that small, like you have to get your feet on and like walk sideways. Yeah. As soon as I was about to get on the roof, I fucking slipped and fell. Like between those two houses is like kind of like that.
Holy shit.
So my leg was like up here while I was down there, and I couldn't walk at all. I thought I fucking broke my leg, but I didn't. And then when I thought that was it, bro, there was a whole fucking family of snakes at the bottom of the thing, and then like crawling all on my leg, you know, like, ooh, what the fuck. This how I fucking die. And I just started crawling out of there. Dude. But I survived somehow. I never got bit.
So I got a story for y'all. So I was chilling, had Chuck E. Cheese, right? Because, you know, I like to play games. So I went there and I was chilling. I got on my tickets. I was finna cash them in. Now I find hella tickets on the ground. So I start jacking that shit, right?
But so I
picked up all the tickets, right? A whole fucking field trip of seventh graders fucking trample over me. Fucking, I got jumped by some 7-year-olds, bro. I swear to God, I nearly died. They had one fat ass kid sitting on my neck. I couldn't breathe. I was gasping for air. And then they had this one. They had this other bitch that was yelling at me, fucking, give me my fucking tickets back. I was like, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, motherfucker. I was like, fucking, I didn't know. I thought I was gonna fucking die right then and there until fucking Chuck E. Cheese started, the mascot came out, and then they all started running to him. That dude, I owe my life to that dude. If he wasn't there, I would have been a goner. By some 7-year-olds.
Later that day, 4 of the kids went missing.
Yeah, dude, so you got
a death experience. No, this shit remind me of something. Bro, like, I was in middle school, right? It was this kid who was telling us a story. It was almost like exact same thing, like, with him, but instead of 7-year-olds, it was 5-year-olds. There was 11 kids chasing him in the bikes. So, like, he was running from some 5-year-olds, right? And then there was this one older kid. He was, like, he was 11. He was tall. He was, like, the same size, right? So, like, when the kid called up to him, they started jumping him and beating his ass. And then when he was still telling the story, he said one of them gave him a black eye. I'm like, I was laughing my ass off. He was like, that's not funny, bro. I was going to shoot one of them. I'm like, bro, you fucking moron. There's some kids. Why would you shoot at a kid? He was like, man, bro, they jumped me, bro. They jumped me. I don't care no more.
I don't care.
Bust their ass, like, bust it in the cap. I'm like,
somebody pulls out this
strap. Well, you know, pretty interesting. Pretty fucking
dude,
dope.
You gotta know.
And, I'm sorry, guys, but I gotta fucking end it right now. And, yeah. But, you know, see you guys in the next podcast. See ya.